to selling a house in 7 days by Trace Trajano. Introduction. First of all, what gives me the right to basically give you this audiobook? Well, let me tell you this. I've sold some houses in as little as 24 hours. I've sold some houses in a few days. And I've sold a lot of houses in a few weeks. And I have students who have sold houses quickly, who have basically done what I have done. And by listening to this audiobook, you will be able to do the same. For example, Will Abriza sold a condo in just 6 days. He attended my Think Rich Week seminar back in March 27, 2010. He participated in the first ever real estate apprentice challenge in the Philippines back in March 28, 2010. And then in just 6 days, he sold a condo using a technique which you're about to learn called COIN. I'll explain later what COIN is. COIN stands, you know, COIN is literally C-O-I-N, COIN. Jay Castillo, on the other hand, sold a foreclosed house in 7 days. This is a house in Maya Alta, Antipolo. He also attended the Think Rich Quick seminar and joined the Apprentice Challenge. And even though Jay Castillo has some experience in real estate, he never sold the house as quickly as he did. You know, as soon as he learned the techniques and strategies that I'm about to reveal to you in this audiobook. And he sold it using offline extreme marketing. And later on, you will learn what offline extreme marketing is. What is extreme marketing? You will learn that in this audiobook. Dr. Joy Holgado, on the other hand, you know, so some of you might be thinking, well, you know, I'm an engineer or I'm a nurse. I don't know anything about real estate. Will this really work? And the answer is absolutely yes. Dr. Joy Holgado, with her teammates, none of whom are real estate agents, they were able to sell, okay? Well, not sell, but they were able to lease 3 apartment units in just 3 weeks, okay? The owner of the apartment units wasn't able to lease those units in 5 months. But they, beginners as they are, after attending the Think Rich Quick seminar and joining my apprentice challenge, they were able to basically lease one apartment door or one apartment unit every 7 days. So what are the 7 steps? Let me give you an overview. Step one is have a plan. Most people don't have a plan. They just, you know, buy real estate and they worry about selling it later, okay? And that is the stupidest thing in the world. Pardon my language, but that's just stupid. You need to have a plan, okay? You know, so failing to plan is planning to fail. And it's absolutely true, especially in real estate, because do you know that one mistake in real estate can cost you millions of pesos, literally? So you need to be careful. You need to know what you're doing. And having a plan assures you that, even if the worst case happens, you are prepared for it. Step two is find an investor seller. I'll explain later what that means, okay? But basically, the idea is you flip it, you know, on its head, investing on its head, and instead of buying a property and worrying about selling it later, you basically find a seller, okay? Yes, it's a property, but you structure it such that there's no risk to you, okay? I'm jumping ahead of myself here, but you will learn that in step two. Find an investor seller. Step three is flip a coin for fast cash. Okay, so coin is a very powerful strategy for finding buyers very quickly. Step four is use extreme marketing. So you get extreme results, okay? Extremely fast and extremely profitable results. And you do that with extreme marketing. Step five, which is very important, so you build a bona fide business, is you build your buyer's database, all right? So you have buyers in your pipeline and you can find deals for them, and you know, you don't just buy a house and then you sell it, but you buy a house and then you sell it, you buy another house and then you sell it. What if you can buy one house a month? Or what if you can buy one house a week? Okay, how much money are you going to make if you are buying and selling, and it starts with building a buyer's database? Step six is you launch a property. Okay, you just don't sell it, you launch it. And by doing a product launch, you maximize the potential profit of every property that you sell out there, and it also helps you build your buyer's database. And then lastly, you close the deal. Okay, so it's not closed until it's closed, and until it's closed, you won't get paid. So step seven is the most crucial aspect, but it won't happen until you have done steps 1 to 6 in the correct manner.